And we always look forward to our conversations with number 81 in your programs, number one in your hearts, Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joins us on the program. What's up, Chris?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. We just got out of camp, so I'm kind of – I got that Barry White voice. I mean, I know it sounds kind of sexy, but my voice is kind of gone for screaming in practice. So how y'all fellas doing, man?
We're hanging in there.
hanging in there.
We are hanging in there. But you know what? Joe's at football practice. You just got out of football practice. So, yeah, he's at the Titans. So that's certainly been fun for sure. So what is kind of your thought? And Shamir DK is going to join us too. So looking forward to talking to the rookie wide receiver.
Yep.
What's kind of been your thought to this point on training camp and Cam Ward? I think he's had a very up and down camp.
I mean, he has, but the thing people got to understand is it's a process. You got to understand college from the pros, and you're playing quarterback. It's a big jump. And I know a lot of times a lot of people keep stats. You know, I think a couple of days ago he was 11 for 26, and, you know, he didn't do good in 7 on 7. He threw, you know, 3 or 4 picks. But you got to understand it. When you watch film, this is how you develop the quarterback. This is how you develop a player, because you got to remember, you're not just going to come out and do a C.J. Stroud or Daniels from the Commanders. It's not always going to be like that. You got, as a coach, you got to develop the player, and I think that that's what we're starting to see.
Do you think that he's going? The big test for him is going to be starting next week when he goes up against Tampa.
Ooh.
Preseason games aside, I still think he needs to play in the preseason games.
Yes.
But those joint practices against Tampa and then the following week against Atlanta, that's really where I think we're going to get a good evaluation.
I mean, 100%. You're going to really show, can he really handle the pressure? Because when you're in 7-on-7 and you're not in pads and you don't feel nobody hits your feet or in the pocket collapse, there's really no pressure. But now you're getting to the joint practices to where it's going to intensify 110%. So I'm just going to watch his body language and watch how he handles the pressure. But as in myself, in looking at him, I really believe that even though he goes to these practices, I think he's going to handle the pressure really well. Because if you look at last week when everybody was talking about the concerns in 11 for 26, he just got up to the podium and said, you know what, it's a process and we're going to get to where we need to get. So I think he's going to be okay.
All right, former Titans receiver Chris Sanders with us.
Guy!
Chris, you ready? Hit it, Nick.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, baby.
Come on. Imagine that.
Take it, Chris.
I want to love you, cream of wheat in the young man. I thought he said cream of wheat, so I didn't know.
I could see you boot scooting Boogie down in Houston when you got drafted to this song.
Yeah, but I had the Jerry curl like he did, so I'm good to go.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Sanders is with us. Chris,
yes,
you ran out of the facility to training camp for 7-8 years in the National Football League.
Yes,
let me ask you this. Two players today, I watch them. Two players ran on the practice field. The rest of them walked.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Simmons and Amani Hooker sprinted on the practice field.
Yeah.
Everybody else walked. Is this something? Is it nothing? Or what?
I mean, it just all depends on the player. I mean, when you have Jeffrey Simmons and you have, you know, Amani Hooker running the field, they're just showing their excitement. And I'm not saying the other guys that walk in the field, they're not excited, because when I went to my first mini camp, when I went to The Ohio State University, I sprinted on the field and nobody had to tell me. That was just because I was excited. I was ready to get out there to do one-on-ones. I was ready to do 7-on-7s. It was just my excitement. Even though the other guys walk on the field, it still doesn't mean they're not excited. They're just like, man, I just want to go to practice and get up out of here. So it's kind of different. It just depends on the person.
I had a head coach in college who, when we ran out of the locker room to the practice field, had a big sign, orange construction sign that said construction zone. And when you hit that sign, you had to run. And the practice field was 100 yards away. And if you didn't run, he made you run. So immediately out of the gate, you're like, all right, I'm here to work today. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it really is, because it shows you that, you know, I want to go out there and have some fun. But also I'm excited about practice, because – when you get to that, when you go to camp, when you get in that first day, that second day, that third day, you start to get tired, you start to get fatigued. But when you're running out of practice, it's kind of like I'm turning that switch and saying, okay, you know what? Even though my body's tired, even though I'm fatigued, I got a job to do. And it just shows you that I want to go out there and do my job.
All right, let me ask this about quarterbacks.
Sure.
All the great quarterbacks, and I love Dan Marino. I think he's the greatest quarterback who's ever played the game. But all great quarterbacks, when they're pressured, they step up and they throw.
Yeah.
When Cam's pressured, Chris, he throws off his back foot and he throws to the left every single time. I'm not a quarterback guru, but I don't think that's think that's good.
You know, but here's the thing. When you start to play in the league, defenses are going to find your tendencies. The defense is going to find out what you do good. They're going to find out what you do well. So when he starts playing the Broncos, when he starts playing the Texans, when he starts playing the Colts, and you start doing the same thing, the defensive coordinators are going to pick it up and say, okay, you know, when he gets in trouble, he throws off his back seat and he goes left. If they don't fix that quick, if the quarterback coach don't fix that quick, or, you know, the offensive coordinator doesn't fix that really, really quick, it can really be a detriment, because defenses are going to find out what you do bad and find out what you do well, and they're actually going to exploit you. So I think the coaches over there are saying, okay, you know what? I know you do this. I know you do that. Let's fix that now. So now when you play the Denver Broncos, now when you play the Houston Texans, you don't revert back to doing what you're doing, because guess what? It will get you in trouble.
You mentioned the Denver Broncos. Chris Sanders is with us. Yes. That's the first game. Denver's a team that I think has a lot of hype. They had a good year last year. They got a young quarterback, obviously a Super Bowl winning coach who has proven his worth in the National Football League.
Right.
Is that almost the perfect setup for the Titans? Because everybody's kind of looking at, oh, well, you know, Denver's going to mop the floor with them, and they might. But at the same time, it takes a little bit of the pressure off of the Titans to just go in there and play their game.
1,000%, because if you look at what the Denver Broncos last year, there was no expectations of them to go in, because they actually had no pressure, because they had a rookie quarterback that they weren't expecting to play. He gets in there, then he has a big season. But now it's a totally different scenario this year. Everybody's expecting them to go to the Super Bowl. Everybody's expecting them to be a dominant team. But then now you have the Titans, hold on, that's just limping in there. Oh, they got a rookie quarterback. Oh, they don't know about the offensive line. Oh, they don't know about the secondary. So they have no pressure to go in there and beat the brakes off the Denver Broncos. So I think it's a great setup, because you got David here and you got Goliath here. You got David's walking into their territory to slay Goliath. And I think the Tennessee Titans, if they work hard, I think they definitely can.
Also, Jeffrey Simmons, I got to tell you, man, I mean, looking at how much he's slimmed down and just he's got a little bit of that swagger that I think he is, you know, kind of focusing in the right direction, at least from what I've seen so far. Does that make him dangerous?
Yeah, it makes him real dangerous. And I remember, not Les Decker, but Sherman Smith, he's always said this. He said, don't talk about it, be about it. And I think the last couple of years, he's been talking about, well, I'm a leader, I'm this and I'm that. But I think we're actually starting to see him actually being a leader. We're watching him, you know, take over defense. We're watching him pursuing the quarterback. So now we're not just hearing about, oh, I'm a leader and I need more sacks and I'm getting double teamed, I can't get to the quarterback. He's about his business, and that's what you want with your leaders. You want leaders about their business. So him slimming down, him getting after the quarterback, him having the tenacity, him jogging on the field is just showing you, hey, I'm not just talking about being a leader. I'm about being a leader.
Chris Sanders is with us on the Chase and Big Joe Show. I'm live at Titans training camp. Chris, I am of the mindset that they need to trade Jeffrey Simmons. I'm telling you, I don't think this football team is any good, and I think you trade him and get some assets to build for the future. I just don't. I think you'll waste him on a bad team this year. That's me. You get something for him.
Well, then you're in trouble, because he's one of your good guys on the defense. Because now the pressure goes from Simmons, that goes to Sweat, to where he's got to be like, okay, I got to be the dominant guy. So do you want to have a second-year guy, you know, to put that type of pressure on him? I just think that – this is just my opinion. I think you give him one more year, and then you figure out if you have a bad year this year, then now we got to figure out some things to get some better plays in and use him as trade bait. I just don't think right now with you coming off a bad year and situations are bad, that you trade one of your best players on defense, and then all of a sudden the defense looks even worse. You just put a bad taste in the organization's mouth.
But if you're getting beat 31-6 every week, look, I get it. I know.
At least 10-6. You said 31-6.
I think the demand for an 8-year defensive lineman is not going to be there. But I just think if they – I don't know, Chris. There are some good foundational pieces of this football team, but you got somebody you could trade out and get some young guys in there, get some more. Yeah, I don't know, man. I would not be a general manager in the NFL.
Yeah, but see, I'm not really concerned about him. I'm concerned about the secondary. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm concerned about that, because if Jeffrey Simmons – okay, just take Jeffrey Simmons out the picture. Say they trade him, and you don't have nobody that can get to the quarterback. Now your secondary is going to be even worse. You got Snead. We don't know about Snead. We know Hooker can play. We know some other guys. Brownlee's okay, but they don't have the foot speed. So if you don't have somebody somebody that's putting a little bit of pressure on the quarterbacks that they face, like C.J. Stroud, you know, Bo from the Denver Broncos. If you don't put pressure on them, now you got a secondary. No disrespect. They can't cover. They don't have the foot speed. It's just going to be a disaster.
I get that. I understand it. But, I mean, if you do trade him, I mean, I want a King's ransom back. I'm not trading him for a fourth rounder.
I agree.
Give me – I need four players. I need draft choice. I need – just give me assets to have going forward because he's the one guy. Because you talk about – it's funny, Chris. I brought out Chase a fan, not like a physical fan. Like I grabbed somebody and brought him up here. But a fan to wave in front of your face. And I was like, Chase, let's identify these guys. And it's – we can because we're here. But I'm telling you, Chase had a good point. Like you take this to the average fan, they might – there's six people in there. They might get two people. And one of those is Simmons. It's just I get he's the kind of the face of the team right now, but they need more pieces to go for. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they do. I mean, and I agree with you, Big Joe. I mean, they need some pieces. They need some secondaries, and they need the depth at the offensive line. I mean, they need some things, but I just think that excuse me, right now, if you get rid of Jeffrey Simmons, I mean, it's just. You're really going to see a lot of blind spots on this defense. When I say blind spots, is that secondary doesn't have the top speed. I went to a practice, I think it was about 4 weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and Van Jefferson and those guys were consistently getting behind the defensive back. So now you take away Jeffrey Simmons, who puts a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. I mean, you got quarterbacks that's going to be throwing for 400 to 500 yards. Why? Because you just don't have those foot speed in the secondary. So I understand what you're saying. Getting some pieces, use them as trade bait. I understand and I definitely respect that. But if you get rid of him, man, it might be even worse.
He is Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver. Hey, Chris, I do want to give you an opportunity. You know, obviously we said goodbye to Jared, and you know, I know you spent a lot of times arguing with him most of the time on Sillman and Company. But I wanted to give you a if you wanted to say something about Jared, certainly go ahead.
You know, I met that dude maybe about 12 or 13 years ago, and you know, I really didn't know him. And for over the years, I got to know him, and I love the person. I know me and Jared argue on the radio. We talk about each other. We disagree a lot. But when you talk about two guys that didn't know each other, that became brothers, that's what I'm going to miss about him. I miss the arguments. I'm going to miss the disagreements. I'm going to miss, you know, what he did on draft day. So even though he's not going to be on the radio anymore, he's still going to be my brother. So, Jared, if you're listening, thank you for what you did for me. Thank you for what you did for this radio station. And, brother, you will always be a brother, and we love you, man. Thank you, man.
Amen to that. Chris, well said.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, and we will talk next week at a different time.
Sounds good, bro. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.